one part. And my mom loved horses, so there's a lot of that stuff up. And lots of pictures, family pictures.
What's the difference between a den?
You know, I always ask that question. But the den has the TV. The living room has the fireplace. The den has the TV.
Right, okay. Maybe entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about the kinds of things you'd find in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, you would find, well, your sink, cooking area, range, refrigerator, countertops, mm-hmm. still lots of pictures.
Good.
Mm-hmm. My parents have a huge window over the kitchen sink that looks out onto the pool and the deck, but I mean, it's literally the size of the wall from the sink to the ceiling. And my mom has little stained glass things that she has in there, the Lord's Prayer. Sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what little girls are made of. She loves birds, so there's a few little stained glass things of birds. She collects some bird houses, so if you looked out, you could see part of the screened-in porch and then part of the little feeders that she has around. She has squirrel feeders, bird feeders, hummingbird feeders. Little, like, cherubs almost. She has cherubs out in the yard, and not a lot. It's not, like, junk, but, you know, it's, you know.
And that way you keep food.
Just in the pantry, you find any sorts of, perishables and stuff like that out or in the refrigerator. And then you have canned goods back in the pantry, dog food back in the pantry. And
so you had dogs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. We had one dog growing up, Nipper. We had her for 17 years, and it was amazing. And she was part of the family. I mean, I held that dog while they euthanized her, and it was... She had cataracts. Her quality of life just wasn't there anymore. But I lasted for 3 days, and my husband said, because we got Nipper, I was 1976. So then we had her put to sleep, which is actually be 10 years tomorrow. And I lasted for 2 days. I was just bawling. We came home, and we had a family funeral, and we buried her, and we have a little stone in the back behind the pool. And I lasted for like 2 days. I was so upset. And so my husband on that Saturday morning said, okay, let's just go to the Humane Society because we have gotten Nipper from the Humane Society. And so we went, and I've always read, it says, don't ever get an animal that looks like your old one. But there was this one dog that just like my dog. And I had to, and we got her. And she was 8 weeks old and just so little, but looked just like my dog did when we first got her. And I was just like, no, we can't do it. We can't afford it. All I could think about is all the bills. You know, I'm always concerned about, we can't do it. My husband was like, can she just hold the dog, please? And the whole time I'm going, no, no, no. And then so the minute that dog was in my arms, I didn't put her down until we were in the car thinking of a name.
Oh, what'd you name her?
Floyd.
Oh.
I know. And everybody's like, Floyd. I'm like, well, how many dogs are named Spot? Floyd. We both happen to like Pink Floyd. And it fits her. I mean, it's just Floyd. And it is, her name is Floyd.
What about your house? Where you
We live 3 miles away from my parents, right down Roswell Road, in a subdivision called, it's Northampton Hills or Whispering Pines, and the house is 40-something years old. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath ranch with a basement, and it's got this screen porch. And the neat thing about Sandy Springs is the houses may not be very large, but the yards are very wooded. Our first home was out in Lawrenceville, and it was, you know, one of those plotted subdivisions, and mm-hmm. But this one, it's very wooded in the backyard. Like, you can sit out there right now and just see the colors of spring coming through. And we have a swing that sits out on the porch, and Grace and I sit out there and read books and, you know, just listen to the animals or the rain roll in or whatever. And it's just, when we moved in, we basically gutted the upstairs, the kitchen. We collapsed a bedroom and just redid the whole thing. And it finally... It's coming to the point where it's done. But from August until probably right around Christmas, I mean, I didn't have anything other than a sink and a microwave. I didn't have my range or anything, and it was rough. But it was a good excuse to eat out.
Right. That's a good point. Tell me what kinds of things you might find in a bedroom.
Let's see. Well,